The Gemara Masech Saita on Daf Chaf Aleph on the Beis refers back to the Mishnah, where the Mishnah quoted a machlokes if one may teach his daughter Torah. The Mishnah taught us Amar ben Azai Chayiv Adam Lelamedes Bitoy Torah, and the reason ben Azai in our Mishnah on Daf Chaf Amar Aleph holds that one has to teach his daughter Torah, because our Mishnah taught us that if a woman drinks the Mei Soita, the Mayim Hama'orim, it may, if she has a schus that we discussed in Daf Chaf Aleph, Amar Aleph, the Aloch, it could work up to 3 years to postpone the punishment. And now this woman knows she's guilty, and yet she's not suffering the consequences of the Mayim Arim. Only because she learned will she know that the reason she isn't suffering the consequences is because the zchus could delay it. Someone who teaches his daughter Torah is teaching her to do an Aveira. Ask the Gemara, Tiflis al-Kadaitach? Can we indeed say teaching one's daughter Torah is teaching her to do an Aveira? Says the Gemara, Ela'ema ke'ilo lamda tiflis. It's not that she actually is learning to do something wrong. It's as if to teach her, it's as if she's learning something she shouldn't be learning. So, the Dvar Shol explains that even Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, of our Mishnah, who disagree with Ben Azai and say that one should not teach one's daughter Torah, agree that it doesn't mean that they don't have to learn what they need to know. And therefore, teaching one's daughter what she needs to know, for example, in our Gemara, the halacha of that the Mesoita could be delayed their effects, everybody agrees she should be taught. The question is, can that serve as a model of teaching girls Torah, Ben Azai, or it's only to what they need to know? If we look in the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam paskens, Isha Shalom the Torah Yesh L'Schar. A woman who learns Torah gets Schar, Avol Eina K'Schari Ish. But it's not the same as the Schar of a man, B'nei Shalom Tzdavis, because she has not been commanded to learn Torah. Because of the Oysa Dover, Shenem Mitzuva Lovla, Soy Soy, whoever does something that they're not obligated to do, Ein Schari K'Schar Mitzuva Sh'Oysa, does not get the same Schar as someone who has obligation to do it. Ela pochsimeno. Vapishesh lo schar, says the Rambam, even though we now have established that a woman who learns Torah gets schar, tzivach hachomish lo yalmed adam espita Torah. Chazal taught us that we should not teach a daughter's Torah. Mimnei sheroiv hanoshim ein datem chavonis lo slamed. They're not, women aren't always prepared to learn and know how to understand what was taught. They may misuse their knowledge. Amar Chachamim, and the Rambam continues, as we just learned in our Gemara, Kol ha'malam nesbita Torah kilo lemda tiflis. If you teach your daughter Torah, it's as if you taught her how to do an Aveira. However, concludes the Rambam, B'met dvar memorim b'tayra shebapeh. This is only by Torah Shabbat, not by Torah Shabbat. Aber Torah Shabbat lo yom lo yisrael chatchila, vim limda enikim lamda tiflis. If you teach a Torah, it's not that bad. So, the Rambam, as we read the Rambam, there are two obvious questions. First, the Rambam says that there clearly is schar, albeit not to the same degree, when a woman learns Torah. But at the same time, Rambam says, don't teach your daughter Torah. So how could there be schar on one hand and not do it? And of course, the other question in trying to understand the Rambam is, the Rambam says that this is only Torah Shebaal-Peh, not Torah Shebiksav. Where does the Rambam take this nafkamina between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shebaal-Peh? Furthermore, we look into the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Yerideya, Simen Reish Mem Vav, Sif Vav. The Shulchan Aruch paskins as follows. Very similar to the Rambam. Ish shalom the Torah yesh l'schar. A woman who learns Torah gets schar. Avalo k'schar ish. Meshe'en ha'mitzuvah v'oysa. V'abdi she'esh lo y'schar. Tziva chazal. Shlo yomer as odom es bita y'torah. Meshe'roi v'noshim ein datim chavonis l'slamet. Metziah es divrei Torah l'divrei havoi. L'fni es datim. Omer chachamim. Says the Shulchan Aruch, however, like the Rambam, Medvar Amurim, B'Torah Shabbat Peh, Avatar Shabbat Ksav, Layim Raisal Chatchila, V'Mlemdei Afil, Enik Malamda Tiflis. However, says the Ramah, Umekom Mokin, Chayeva Se'ish, or Lumadai Dinam Hashayachim La'ish. She's obligated to learn what she needs to know. And then the remark continues. A woman is not obligated to teach her son Torah. The halacha of lemaratem oisim espenechem is only set to men, not to women. However, says the remark, if she does help her husband and son learning, she gets schar together with the husband. And in fact, that's what our Gemara says. When our Gemara, on Daf Chof Aleph, looks for the schus, what is the schus that would help a soita not be punished or be delayed in punishment? So the Gemara says, b'schar, with the schar, that they wait for their husbands to come home. The schar that they take their children to learn Torah, the schar that they wait for the husbands to come home from learning, they get a chelik in the schar. In fact, I saw that Rav Shlomo Gansfried, the Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in his Sefer Apurya in Alat Torah, says that the Pasuk says that when Eliezer identified Rivka to be the proper wife for Yitzchak, so the Pasuk says, V'yikach ish nezem zov beka mishkolei. And Rashi says, every gift that was given to Rivka was with something in mind. Rashi says, Remez l'shikli Yisrael beka l'gogoyos. It was for the shkolim that Klal Yisrael had in the Midbar and the history that was the way to beka. So, the question is, asks the Apirion, why did Eliezer see it appropriate at this time to teach to give Rivka a gift, a remez to the machsa shekel? Is there nothing else that had to be done at that time? So he says, why is the, there are many pshatim given, he says, why when we have the mitzvah of giving, to the of donating to the Beis HaMikdash, is the din that we give a machsa shekel, a half a shekel? Why don't we give a whole coin? Why do we give a half a coin? And the answer is because one has to realize that one is unable to accomplish anything by himself. We're only a machzis. We're only a half. Says the Apirion. There is no better example There's no greater example of this concept that we are only a half, that we are only a machzis, than the relationship between a husband and a wife, where a husband has to realize that he cannot really achieve anything significant without the help of his wife, and a wife must realize that she is the vehicle for helping that her husband should indeed succeed. So that's why he taught her, you are now going to become the wife of Yitzchak. So give a machzis a shekel. You give a half a shekel, your half, you are here to support your husband, and your husband so desperately needs your help. And in fact, this halacha, so we're learning now that the halacha is that even, and we still need to discuss this, what may or may a woman not learn, but certainly the Ramah just taught us that a woman is obligated to learn. A woman is obligated to learn what she needs to know how to live as a Jew. And in fact, the Sefer Chassidim in Siman Shin Yud Gimel says, Chayiv Adam L'Lomad L'Benoisev HaMitzvahs. A person is obligated to teach his daughter the mitzvahs. Kegoyim Piskei Halachos. Mash Amru Shem Lam L'Ish Atayru Kilim Lam L'Tifas. Se Oymek HaTalmud V'Tami HaMitzvahs. The depths we don't have to learn with a woman. Aval hilchos mitzvahs yilmed lo. The halachos she should be taught. Shem leitei de hilchos Shabbos eich tishma Shabbos. If we won't teach her how to be shomer Shabbos, how will she ever know? V'kein kol mitzvahs kidei lasos iluzar b'mitzvahs. And he says the Gemara in fact teaches us. Women were proficient even in Hilchos Taras and Hilchos Kodshim. And he says that's pshat what the pasuk says. Haklas am hanoshim hanoshim v'taf v'zeh atem nitzom hayoyim kulchem. That the halach is that b'mitzvahs hakel women came as well. And in fact, the Mefarshim say that according to Ben Azai, we can well understand why women were told to come to Mitzvah Hakel, because women have to learn Torah. But how do we understand, according to Rabbi Lezer, who, as we're learning in the Gemara, and in the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, are we paskin like him, that women don't learn Torah, so why were they brought to Hakel? The answer is that, so there's two answers. One answer is that the actual maimed, the actual event of Hakel, of all of Klal Yisrael being together and the Azara in itself is tremendous, serves as a tremendous influence for everyone. But the other pshat is that at Hakel, they taught the basic halachas. And since they taught the basic halachas, that certainly is something that everyone had to, that is something that everybody has to participate. The Birkei Yosef, here in the Shulchan Aruch, asks a question. He says, throughout Shas, we know that the Gemara says, Rabbi Elazar Shemutihu. Rabbi Elazar was the Talmud of Beis Shammai, whose opinion is typically not followed in Halacha. And here, we're learning that we're passing like Ben Azai, like Rabbi Elazar. Furthermore, in our Gemara here on Daf Chof Aleph on the Beis, asks the Birkei Yosef, Ben Azai is referred to as the Rabbanon. So we see that the opinion of Ben Azai is the opinion of the Rabbanon. So how come we're passing like Rabbi Elazar, not like Ben Azai? So one pshat that he says, because in our Mishnah, it's not just Rabbi Elazar who says this opinion, it's also the opinion of Rabbi Yeshua. Another pshat is that in the Yerushalmi says that this wasn't only the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, it was actually the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And since it was also the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who we many times follow his opinion, that's why we could follow his opinion. It still doesn't really answer the question. There's another question. The Rambam says, as we said earlier, that a woman who learns gets schar. Maybe not the same schar, but she gets schar like she's ein mitzvah v'oisa. And again, the question is obvious. Here the Rambam says that she gets schar, but it's not like mitzvah v'oisa. And here the Rambam says that she gets schar. And then the Rambam says, don't learn. So if you shouldn't learn, why do you get schar for learning? So Rav Shach and Avri Ezri says that what a woman what the Rambam means, perhaps, is that a woman shouldn't be part of a gathering where men are learning. But a woman who wants to learn by herself certainly may learn. And to expound on this, the Torah Tamima in Perek Yud Aleph Ha'orah Memches in Devarim says the following. He says, Hine re'inu lahatakan b'soif inyan m'seifik atik yomim yikara mitzias ha'nikri ma'ayin ganim. He says, I found an old sefer, hard to find, called ma'ayin ganim, m'chabroi Rav Shimon m'rashmu b'Rav Achanan Yaakov ha'rakvalti, ma'ashikosav al isha chok ma'achs v'nida hetetam tarol anashim. He discusses this issue about women learning. V'zeh l'shoyne b'hem shechadvorim. He says, for a father to teach his young daughter, who we do not yet know who she is and what she is not correct. Women who are already more mature and have shown that they know what's right. Women such as women are great women. It's our obligation to lahadram, lasadram, lachazik yadayim. We should support them. Lamitzur esayim, asiva tzlichim eshemayim yisiyucha. Such women should learn and be successful. So he says a tremendous chiddush. He says that a woman who has shown that she is of such caliber, that she knows what's right and what's wrong, and she knows that she is able to learn, such a woman should, in fact, learn Torah. So now we can maybe begin to understand the Rambam. The Rambam is not saying that a woman may never learn. The Rambam is not saying that a woman who learns is not going to get schar. On the contrary, he says that she will get schar. But it really depends. It really depends who she is. And every person should be judged for who they are. And if there's a woman who indeed shows that she has the ability to learn Torah, she should indeed learn Torah. And with this, we could understand. The Shas HaTshuvos Maril asks that we find that Bruria, the wife of Rameya, learned Torah. other great women in our history learned Torah. So, what answer is, as we're learning, they learned halachas that everybody agrees they need to know. But I think that we could explain that this halacha that a woman may not learn is depends on the woman. It depends on the setting. And we're learning now that in the proper setting and the certain women should certainly learn Torah. And perhaps that's also the explanation why the Rambam differentiates between Torah Shebiktav and Torah Shebapeh. So I did see certain Mefarshim explain that the reason the Rambam differentiates between Torah Shebiktav and Torah Shebapeh is because what we just quoted earlier. We quoted earlier that the mitzvah of Hakel women had to attend, and at the time of Hakel they taught Torah Shebiktav, they read from the Torah. So obviously women are obligated in the mitzvah of the women to learn Torah Shebiktav. But if that's shot in the Rambam, then the Rambam doesn't really seem to say that. Because the Rambam doesn't just say that women are allowed to learn Torah Shebiktav. As we read and learned the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of this year, what they said is, "Av Torah Shebiktav lo yimna afilu chatchila, v'melamda enik melamda tiflis." So if the halacha is that we're going to use Hakel as our model, and by Hakel women learn Torah Shebiktav, so then the Rambam should say they should learn Torah Shebiktav. It says it's not so big. But now the way we're learning, it's very geschmack. The Rambam and Shulchan Aruch are both of the opinion that it's not that women may not learn Torah. What it means is that it depends who she is. And therefore, what the Rambam is saying is that Torah Shebiktav, it's much more likely by Torah Shebiktav that the woman, that more women or every woman can learn it and understand it. And therefore, the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch are teaching us Torah Shebiktav and Torah Shebapeh should be treated very differently.